Lesson 12. Remember what Maria said about some of her earlier vacations.
Have you ever visited Colorado?
Yes, I've kayaked on the Colorado River. And I've camped in the Rocky Mountains many times.
The Rocky Mountains are wonderful.
And I've driven through Denver, but I've never been to Aspen.
Now listen and repeat.
Visited Colorado. Have you ever visited Colorado? Have you ever visited Colorado?
Yes, I've kayaked. Yes, I've kayaked on the Colorado River. Yes, I've kayaked on the Colorado River. I've camped. I've camped in the Rocky Mountains. Many times. I've camped in the Rocky Mountains many times. I've camped in the Rocky Mountains many times. I've driven through Denver. But I've never been to Aspen. I've driven through Denver, but I've never been to Aspen. I've driven through Denver, but I've never been to Aspen.
Now you're going to ask some questions that begin with, have you ever visited? Ask questions with the name of a place. For example, if I say, Colorado, you say,
have you ever visited Colorado?
If I say, Amazon River, you say,
have you ever visited the Amazon River?
Ready? Let's begin. Colorado.
Have you ever visited Colorado?
Amazon River.
Have you ever visited the Amazon River?
Middle East.
Have you ever visited the Middle East?
Thailand.
Have you ever visited Thailand?
Asia.
Have you ever visited Asia?
Red Sea.
Have you ever visited the Red Sea?
Now, when you hear the name of a river, like the Colorado River, you're going to say,
I've kayaked on the Colorado River.
But if you hear the name of some mountains, like the Rocky Mountains, you're going to say,
I've camped in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, let's begin. The Colorado River.
I've kayaked on the Colorado River.
The Rocky Mountains.
I've camped in the Rocky Mountains.
The Mississippi River.
I've kayaked on the Mississippi River.
The Andes Mountains.
I've camped in the Andes Mountains.
The Smoky Mountains.
I've camped in the Smoky Mountains.
The Amazon River.
I've kayaked on the Amazon River.
Now, Do you remember what Maria said?
I've driven through Denver, but I've never been to Aspen.
You're going to hear the name of two cities. Use the first one with the phrase, I've driven through, and the second one with the phrase, but I've never been to. For example, I say, Los Angeles and San Francisco, and you say,
I've driven through Los Angeles, but I've never been to San Francisco.
If I say, New York and Washington, D.C., you say,
I've driven through New York, but I've never been to Washington, D.C.
Ready? Let's begin. Los Angeles and San Francisco.
I've driven through Los Angeles, but I've never been to San Francisco.
New York and Washington, D.C.
I've driven through New York, but I've never been to Washington, D.C.
Denver and Boulder.
I've driven through Denver, but I've never been to Boulder.
London and Paris.
I've driven through London, but I've never been to Paris.
Moscow and Leningrad.
I've driven through Moscow, but I've never been to Leningrad.
Rome and Milan.
I've driven through Rome, but I've never been to Milan.
Now, do you remember this conversation?
Maria, have you remembered your traveler's checks?
Yes, I have, Mike. They're right here.
Have you confirmed your reservations?
Yes, I have. I did it this morning.
Now, when you hear a phrase like, remember your traveler's checks, you ask the question,
have you remembered your traveler's checks?
And you will hear the answer. If you hear, confirm your reservations, you ask the question,
have you confirmed your reservations?
Then you'll hear the answer. All right, let's begin. Remember your traveler's checks.
Have you remembered your traveler's checks?
Yes, I have.
Confirm your reservations.
Have you confirmed your reservations?
Yes, I have.
Get your passport.
Have you gotten your passport?
Yes, I have.
Call your mother.
Have you called your mother?
No, I haven't.
Pack your bags.
Have you packed your bags?
No, I haven't.
Bring your skis.
Have you brought your skis?
No, I haven't.
Now, to end this lesson, I'm going to ask you some questions. You answer with, yes, I have, or no, I haven't. For example, if I ask, have you eaten in a Japanese restaurant? You can answer with,
yes, I have.
Or you can answer with,
no, I haven't.
The answer depends on you. If I say, "Have you ever seen the Great Wall of China?" you say,
"Yes, I have."
Or you can say,
"No, I haven't."
All right, let's begin. Have you ever eaten in a Japanese restaurant? Have you ever seen the Great Wall of China? Have you ever visited the USA? Have you ever knitted a sweater? Have you ever sailed on a ship? Have you ever flown on the Concorde? Have you ever made reservations at a hotel? Have you ever tried to speak English like a native speaker? Well, even if you've never tried to speak English like a native speaker, we hope you will speak it like a native speaker when you've finished this course. And this is the end of Lesson 12.